File 5, Listening 1. Speaker 1.
I'm really bad at budgeting my money. I have a pretty good concept of how much money I make, and I mostly know what's in my checking account, but somehow I always forget that one purchase that makes me overdrawn for the month. I know I should write down what I spend and keep track of everything, but I'm really bad about remembering it all. And when I run out of money at the end of the month, I don't get to save anything either. One of these days, I'll figure out how to budget, and my financial situation will get better.
Speaker 2.
I don't understand why people don't save for retirement. People who are in their 20s say, oh, retirement is decades away, and never end up putting any money, even just a few dollars a week, into an account. They don't understand that the money that they put away when they're younger is the money that's going to earn the most interest over time. So it's more important to put money into retirement accounts when you're young than it is when you're older and nearing retirement age. You don't pay taxes on that money either, and often your employer will match it. So there's really no excuse not to be saving money for retirement, no matter how old you are.
Speaker 3.
Financial planning is a really important skill that should be taught in all schools. I work as a financial advisor, and you'd be surprised by how many people come to me with their financials in a mess because they didn't understand a couple of basic financial concepts. Of course, I earn money because they need my help, but I really would like to be helping people earn money and plan for retirement rather than helping them get out of debt and teaching them how interest works. I just wish money weren't so complicated so more people would be able to do what they want with what they earn.
Speaker 4.
I'm very, very picky about how I spend my money. I try and save as much as possible. I clip coupons, I look for sales on just about everything I buy, and I never buy anything big unless I know I'm getting the best price for it. I don't always look for the cheapest things. I want less expensive items, but I also want items that I'm not going to have to replace after I've used them only a few times. I want the best deal. And it's really important to me to do my research and know that when I spend my hard-earned money, I am getting it. I don't understand people who just go out and buy things. And always the latest trends, of course, without doing their research to find out whether or not it's worth spending the money on.
Speaker 5.
I can't believe how much I'm going to owe in student loans when I'm finished with college. I'm only about halfway through, but I already owe more in loans than I'm pretty sure I'm going to make in my first year working full-time. It's really hard to get a college education without taking out loans, though, and I know I'm going to need a degree to do what I want to do. I just hope it's worth it and that I'll be able to pay it all off once I graduate. And what about if I want to go to graduate school? I was hoping I'd be able to get my MBA someday, but if I have to pay for it, I don't know how I'd be able to do that. I guess I'll have to wait and see what happens.